פרק רביעי הלכה א', אין בין המודר הנאה מחבר או למודר ממנו מאכל על גניסת הרגל וכלום שנושאים מהם אוכל נפש. המודר הנאת מאכל מחברו לא ישילן הנפל חברה ורחיים ותנור, אבל משילו חלוק וטלית, נזמים וטבעות וכל דבר שנושאים באוכל נפש. מקום שמזכירים כיוצא בהם אסור. זאת אומרת, הדבר שעושים באוכל נפש is אסור. It's like only Caleb Shane knows him over. I understand. The guy said from food. So how come he's also to give him a plate? Why should we ask Caleb? The way to read the Mishnah has to be like this. Ain bein mudar hanayat mechaverol mudar hanayat ma'achal mechaverol. So memela hanayat ma'achal means even something that's goreim you to be able to eat. Tanya the Vade Rebbe came in, indeed, in Rebbe's own household, when they would teach the Mishnayos to the kids, was Hamudar Hanayat Ma'akal Michaviro, Lo Yashilanu Nafa, Chavara Rechaim, yeah, but what would Rebbe know about him? Here's the Mishnah. Tani, Ava Mashilo, Kasot, Ka'arot, Tamchuyim, She'ina Mahanin et Ochel. These are things that you don't actually make the Ochel in. So therefore, that's not important. Lefasim, kederot, asur, because these are things that you're actually cooking. That's asur. Litchon, lidroch, a grinder, a press, that's all asur. Change in the gears there. Liktzor, question about something that is good for ktsira, like a plow or something, that's tzricha. Liftzor, tzricha. That's the question, whether that's considered to be direct enough, since it is something that you do with the food itself. Or do we say, do we say that Lamaisa, since this is like so many steps away, there's lots of tikkun that's required after you do ktsira, it's still not what he's referring to. He says, it's something that's I'm going to put in my mouth, not the fact that it needs to be plucked. I mean, that's already not what I'm thinking of in a minute. Tani, Allah Mashilo Kardon. Why can't we bring a riot from the fact that you're allowed to lend them a kardon? And having in sphere in Neymar, we thought that meant that you could lend them a kardon, shobikain, something that you use to chop wood to make a fire to cook an egg. So if that's the case, you'd be allowed to lend them a plow. That's also, ultimately it's useful, but it's not direct. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Maybe it's talking about tipoter b'kardom shel makosh, v'let shema min ha'klum. How do you know it's talking about a kardom that you can weed with? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's talking about something that you use for some other purpose. Maybe it's talking about something that you use on the ground directly. So, like hoeing or something. Rabbi Avuna Amar, Rabbi Yirmiya had a question about Ahun Yusata, where you have these kind of belts. The question over there is, you spread them out, and it's like a net. So you can use it as a sieve. So Mikiva to me, the Mikimarcha, if you spread it out, Marachik the ends. So then, choshabakimcha, you can use it for sifting flour. So is that considered to be also mishalei? So is that the same as lending him a sifter? Or do we say, but it's a belt, it's not a sifter. I'm always saying something that could be used as a sifter. A sifter mela directly relates to you to food. And to say a belt that I could use for a sifter, that's not included in the netter. Rebaba b'shem Reb Zeira, he says the point. Where you're maskir kiyotsebo, why are you asr? Even though it's not used for ochel nefesh, because it's as if you're giving him money. Shukinotein lamaot, tikak mem kikar. You're saving him a dime, but with that dime, he can buy a cup of coffee. Well, not our coffee, but some coffee. You know, they used to call Nescafe coffee. What did they know from Starbucks? That's when coffee was like a dime.
$10 at 10 cents.
Rebbe Bond, exactly. Who would have dreamt of sugar in the back? Rabbi Bonbon, I still can't. I can't sleep on it off. You should go and go downstairs and spend 12 shekels for a cup of coffee. Rabbi Bon Bar Chia Boy Me'ata. So according to this, you can't lend the money. Asur la shilom ma'ot. You're saying, shikano telom ma'ot, tekach bo pika. So is it also asur to give him money? Because that way he'll be able to buy something. Is that, are you taking it that far? He can use it to buy food? Maybe, I don't know. Rabbi Avina Amar, as usual, we don't answer. Rabbi Avina Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Boy. He had another question. El kozmidaya de italian. How about these beautiful rings and things that you wear to look kosher? So over there, you're going to get a better, you'll get a money off.
Cosmetic.
Exactly. Something that it's not there for any use, but it serves cosmetic purposes. Okay. So is that osur mishalom? Is that considered to be like only a grom, or is that mamish hanam evili neimachal, which we had in the Bavli also? And once again, we leave it hanging. No response. Halacha bet. Hamudar anayam ikavir roshav kelo chiklo parelo tchovo magzilo avedato mishbokam shenote halal zachar mipol hanayala hegdesh. Okay. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Bo bar mama boy. The Bob and Mama had a shayla like this. Haporei shtarchov shacharov, shalomi dato. You go ahead and you pay up a guy shtarchov. Does that lov have to pay you back or not? So that's tafunukta. L'chora, that's the machlokas of Hanan in the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, in the case of someone who was other than Bnei Sayam. Somebody comes, he's in the finest of Ishto. So does the Vapal have to pay him or not? L'chora, paying up his note is also the same as any other Mavriach Ari. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi, no. When it comes to Baal Chov, even the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim agree with Hanan. Because time of the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, why did the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim say that in the case of a guy who pays for someone's wife, is because lo ala da'odato she'amut ishto b'ra'av. This guy who left town and didn't appoint someone to be Mefarnes' wife, he never thought that he's going to leave his wife behind to die of hunger. So Mamela, he took for granted that I'm relying on some good Samaritan to step forward and to take care of it. It's as if it was a loan midato. Therefore, he has to pay. Brahmacha, over here he could say, look, who told you to pay up my loan? I never intended to pay up the loan. I know if I kept putting him off, I could have told him, and eventually he would have been meichel alone. Hagatz b'chas. So if that's the case, how about in a case to avigabe mashkon? So over there, if he had already given a mashkon, and then he paid it back, would you say in there too, what, he's going to get his mashkon back? He's already basically paid up in advance, no? So then we would be chayef to give him. No! We could say, mefayez habin alevu yoyevle mashkoni. There's guys who are so sure of their ability to wiggle their way out of the debt. You know, there's friarim in this world. When they don't pay you back their debt, they come and they say, could you make another investment? And these guys actually do it. You know anybody like that, do you?
No.
That, so I would have been able to get out of even that. Okay. So Ad Kedon, I understand so far we've been discussing a case of a Baal Chov she'eino dochek. He wasn't, now he didn't take it to court yet, he's not pushing. So over there I understand that he could say, look, the guy never asked for his money, he wasn't going to ask for his money, but get out of it, don't worry, who asked you to pay him up? Would you also say this, afilu Baal Chov she'dochek, even if the guy is pushing, sending lawyer letters, you also would have been able to persuade him? Or do we say that since he obviously is pushing, there's no way that he's going to accept a nice little apology letter for the $1 million that you owe him? A little change in years to here. Now, Shemayin Amin Hada. Let's bring a raya from the Mishnah. Say Shekel et Shiklo. If a guy doesn't pay a shekel, are we going to take him to court? We're going to mamashkin him? Yeah. So, in such case, lo shakal, ima mashkin. Nonetheless, Hada Amra. Afilu Baal Chov Shehu Dochek. Otherwise, how are you allowed to be parayel lo at chovo? You're actually giving him money. So Ella must be that even if somebody is pushing, it's considered to be Avrachat Avrim. Avriach Avrim is considered to be Anah. What else are you going to say? You see, for me, even if it is Lochik. Tedalacha Shukena, and obviously this is true, because it also says that Daninun, the next Mishnah, Makrevela Kinizovin, Kinizovis, Kiniyoldos, Katos, Ve'ashamais, now the Derek Cohen is also Ba'anah, is nonetheless allowed to bring korbanos for him, even though over there he's going to be able to eat. He's going to be able to eat kachin, right? And he's going to get a kapara. So therefore, what's the reason that it's mutter? Because v'shalonich nasa toch yadav klum. It's obviously because that since it doesn't come directly from the madir to the mudar, so it's okay. And we don't consider that to be mahana. It's a mamela. It's anom mamela. Even though it's clear that I'm going to get this hanor. So if that's the case, it's the same thing over here. Basically, you paid up his chov. Did you give him any money? He's got money in the bank. You didn't give him anything. So then that's considered to be the exactly the same case. So it's a mavriya gari, and you don't have to pay back somebody's parayat chov, even where he's pressing, even where there's a hanor, but it's not a direct hanor from hand to hand. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Omer, Ein lecha nitfasa chaviro v'chayav liteinu ela ba'arnona u'begugolet. The only time that a person is caught by the fact that somebody pays a bill from him and he has to pay him back is where you're talking about arnona. If you're talking about arnona, you're talking about taxes, right? Head taxes, gogolet. Forget about it. Over there, since Dina de Malchus is Dina, and the Malchus could simply come and take away your TV set. So there, that's considered to be an absolute. That's the halacha. Halacha is that they're open to anybody paying. Somebody who pays the tax bill for somebody else, the government says that money's recoverable. So that means it's on that basis that it's paid. And over there, that's Dina de Malchus and Dina. Rav argued. Rav Amar. Anybody who pays up a chov that the guy is going to have to pay is going to have to be paid back. Now, what's his right? Chayalei the Rav. Rav's power, the raya that he can bring you, is min hada. It's from the Mishnah that says, Hagozel sadeh, v'natua meisikin. Somebody steals a field now, and now the soldiers come and they take away the field. So then the halacha is if they took the field of the entire city, so then he can say, I didn't do anything. If the Sadeh would have been in Yerusha, it would have been exactly the same. They took the entire area. But if they took the Davka, the field, because it belonged, they thought, to the Gazlan, and they know that this guy owes a lot of taxes, it's usually the case with these Gazlanim. You haven't paid taxes in any of the fields you stole for the past 20 years. So over there, he's chayav to give, and the Mishnah says sadeh acher. It's considered to be his. So you see that since the nigzal was nitfas over here, so the Gazan has to now pay him. But that's not right. Lo shama nimshi here that's Rabbi Yochanan said that's not Yikra din. That's because of a knas. Knas comes with the Gazlan. So the how can Rav bring a riot from over there? Mikra din the Gazlan is not chayef to pay him back, even in that case, because Karka is not an exilent. All that it is the equivalent of being nitzvah sal chavero. But they gave a knas, that if you're going to even be gairim that the guy should lose it because of your gazela, then you have to pay. But stam to be nitzvah sal chavero for a chov, it's not a riot that he'd have to pay you back. Rabbi Odin asks, "Rabbi boy, what's the problem? What do you say? Lo shama. Didn't Rav hear what Rabbi Yochanan had said? I understand. What didn't he hear? I mean, Rav was Rabbi Yochanan's rebbe, not vice versa. No, isn't Rav greater than him? So, Rabbi Odin boy, davi Rabbi. So, why are you saying? Why are you saying you should have heard? I don't know why you're saying you should have heard." Rabbi Yossi Berabon, Rabbi Chia Bar Lulayani, Trehon Amrim B'Shem Rav Shmuel, they argued, Chara Mar Bar Nona Uba Gugolet. So one said, Shmuel holds, and when it says, Notlua Meisikin, it means the government took it for Arnon and Gergolim. That's because the Gazan was chayev and he hadn't paid. So he was property tax. They took it for the property tax that he had never paid up. Gergolim
is the head tax.
Arnon is the property tax. Vachorona, this is slightly different years, Vachorona Amar. The other one says that what Shmuel said was that it's not talking about Arnon of the Gergolim. It's talking about normal debts. And the reason is because any debt is supposed to be given back, or maybe also Rabbi Yochanan, because of the knas. Should we just continue on? Okay. No, I'm ready if you guys are ready. I think Scott's ready to run.
I have 5 more minutes.
Boom was ready to run?
No.
No, all right, 5 more minutes, good. Now, I guess this is very no good because it's today's sugya. So, we learned that later on in the Mishnah that somebody who is a doctor is allowed to be merape, but cannot be merape his livestock. So the problem is, if you're allowed to give back his aveda, why is it usur to save his livestock? Isn't that just a Shabbos aveda? The difference between physically returning livestock that's wandering away or bringing back the nefesh of a livestock that is ill. It's just HaShavas HaVeda. It makes absolutely no sense. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said, Chadama kan b'madira migufo. When it says Magzilo HaVeda, so it's talking about where the only thing was he wouldn't get hana from his guf, but his nechasim could be nene. So you can give him back his aveda. Whereas kan b'medira minechasav, he's talking about he's not allowed to be merape his behema. He's talking about that he doesn't want even momono to be nene from this guy. I don't want anything that I have to be nene from you. Which is a rather arbitrary explanation of the two Mishnayos. But Chorona Amar, the other one says no. Kan b'shiyeshlo mishirepeno, when it says enem rape ripui momon, it's talking about there's another vet. You don't need to. This guy should do it. But Khan, Bashenu Mishrapana, just Bhutta Lakshra Aveda, it's talking about that he is the only guy that found the Aveda. So what do you mean? So that's a normal case. Ask the Gemara if it's talking about the Yeshua Mishrapana. If there's another vet, then there's also another doctor. If there's another doctor, why should I be the doctor that's Murapa him Ripoy Nefesh? I feel it for Nefesh lawyer Afenu. If we're talking about that somebody else could do the job, let somebody else. No. You can't have somebody else. Lo mikol adam zocheh leitrapot. You can't say there's another doctor. Because some individual can only have a refuah from this doctor. You have to have a skus. We find this. That people, some people will swear by one doctor, and other people swear by another doctor. Nobody knows what. Well, he's a horrible doctor. But for this person, he's the only doctor. Interesting. It says that you're Mokav Shenodlim Schar. So over there, Tipolan Elahemish, right? Is it the Mishnah talking about that the Magzira Aveda is not supposed to be giving something to Baal Aveda, right? So then, because it says, I mean, if you take a look at the context, Horea Lo Chovo, Shokela Chiklo, Magzira Aveda, it's all talking about that the guy is not supposed to be giving down the is doing something for the one who's not supposed to be receiving the hana. So I don't understand. So why are we saying that we have to? Why can't be no falana ala hegdesh? Why can't the maksir take the schar? He's not also to get hana from the baal avida. So ula by yishmo b'shem Reb Yitzchak says it's talking about kishoyu nichsei zeh asurin azeh v'nichsei zeh asurin azeh. When it says tipol hasachar lahegdish, it's got to be talking about that they're usur on each other. So if he's mevater on the schar, so he's being mahaneh. If he takes the schar, so then he's going to be nene from him. Man tana tipol hanoyah lahegdish. So the tana that holds tipol hanoyah lahegdish, why doesn't he say yolicha na'ali yamamelech? Why does he say these words in the Mishnah? It's got to be Rabbi Meir. We made this deep in the Bavli as well, and of course in a completely different way. But the Rabbi Meir are moelim b'Yisrael, that there's a din of moel b'konamot. So therefore, we compare it to Hekdesh. Therefore, keep on ala Hekdesh. But if you don't hold Moalim Bekonamot, you would simply have said, keep on ala Yamamela. Rebon Barchia Boy, Nora Minakika, Malach Amimbo at Yada. You answered a piece of bread. Can you burn that piece of bread and use it to heat your hands? In other words, do we take for granted that the Yisra and the piece of bread is eating the piece of bread and not doing mena shaloka derech hanayata? Nashmina mayad, let's learn it out from the following brayta. Omar kikar zu hekdesh. Ochlo beinu bein acher ma'al. If you say something is hekdesh, whoever eats it is going to be mayal. Leficha, yesh opinion. Since it's also on the entire world like hekdesh, it has all the name of hekdesh, and you can be put it on other valuables. But imama ariu alai hekdesh, so then, if he eats it, ochlo ma'al, Ma'albo, he eats it, he gets the hanah, the fee, the tovat hanaya, obviously, it's the tovat hanaya that he has in it, that isn't in it. But if other people eat it, slightly different years, achirim, they're not loyal, because they have nasr on them, lefichach en lo pidyon. Since other people are allowed to eat it, so it's not teifas as pidyon, because that's similar to hekdesh. So you note, lo amra, ela ochlo. How come he says if he eats it, he's male? Why if he eats it? It should simply say, if he's nene from it, if he used it to warm up his hands, the chamembo at yadav. But since he only says a quote, apparently the chamembo at yadav mutar. So you see from here, davka ochlo is considered to be derech hanayata, and only that's us. Talmidoi Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabban Bar Chia is doche the raya. And he says it's talking about keni b'omer lo ochlenu v'lo atamenu. So then, lo asur lav ela b'achila, ad kidon tzricha neder min hakikar malach hamembo at yadav, but you still need to know. How about if you don't specify? And you say, stop. What would be the halacha? And that abaya is not ifshita here, and we don't have a raya from the Mishnah.